All right, welcome back. We are into hour number three. I can't lie. As I'm hosting this show right now, I'm also watching myself on the program monitor because we are practicing. I saw a note on X that's like 22 years since AI's famous rant. Practice. Talking about practice. Not the show that I'd die for.
What are we talking about?
Practice, for the X platform.
Not a game.
Practice. I just saw the bump back. That was cool. Hey, Mystery Mike, where did you get that mystery video from? I have not seen that video rolling. Mystery Mike? Dude, you are mysterious.
What are we
mystery
talking about?
Mystery B-roll from Mystery Mike. What are we talking
about? What do you know about basketball?
There's Tommy. All right, anyway, so I'm watching a show that you're not seeing. Great radio, Rome. I'm just letting you know what's going on. So I'm watching a show that you're not seeing. Wow, look at that. That's a good move. I like that camera move. Mystery Mike, nice job. Check out the new logo. Anyway, keep listening because the stream is coming to the X platform. And it's coming sooner than later. It's coming this month. And it's already May 7th.
What is X?
So do the math. What is X? Right, Kareem? What is X? All right, so the telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Kevin Byard is a safety now for the Chicago Bears. He joins us at 11:40, which is the last segment of the program. You've got your phone number. You can find me on the X platform. If you want to hit me up on email, you can still do that. Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. I want to talk about something different. New topic. New hour, new topic. And you can weigh in on anything else. But this whole Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix Jr. draft saga, I mean, it's got some serious legs, right? Remember when the Falcons said the last thing they wanted was to create a draft story with legs? Remember when they said, we do not want this to be the story of the draft? Whoops! Excuse me, my bad!
My bad, my friend.
I got it wrong.
I got the scores right.
I got the story wrong. It's still a story. I mean, they said they did not want that, and then they got exactly the opposite of what they said. Because it's still a story. This is exactly what they ended up doing. But then again, they had to know it, right? You had to know that was not going to just go away. You had to know. The Falcons had to know that people were going to be fascinated with that pick right after they dropped $100 million guaranteed on Kirk Cousins. They had to know that it was going to get attention and momentum and become a massive major thing, and people would keep digging at it and picking at it because, well, it's become a massive thing. And there's more. And there are legs. It's not that people are just talking about the same thing that happened on draft night. There are more details that are trickling in. The latest development is the revelation, according to Albert Breer, that Cousins opted to sign with the Falcons in part because the Vikings warned him that they were planning to draft his replacement in the first round. And apparently Cousins appreciated that. Thought that was pretty stand up. Thanks for letting me know. Factors that into the equation. And then decides, no, I don't really want that. I don't want to be here with my replacement in the same quarterback room. And I'm looking over my shoulder every single day. Coming off an injury, a serious injury at age 35. So he leaves the Vikings, at least in part. And only he can tell you how much of it was. But at least in part because they were going to draft a quarterback in the first round, and he knew it. So he signs with the Falcons, who then go and do the exact thing that he left the Vikings, assumably, in part because of. So I think that adds a new dimension to the report about Kirk being, quote, stunned in reaction to that pick. Especially because the report from Diana Russini also included this line, quote, when Cousins signed with the team this offseason, the Falcons told him they would be drafting a quarterback in the later rounds of this draft, end of quote. Well, if that's true, if by the later rounds you mean early in the first round, then yes, the later rounds. If by the later rounds you mean the eighth pick overall, then yes. Then yes, the later rounds. And then it was only while the Falcons were on the clock at number eight that Kirk became aware of this plan to draft his replacement in the first round. In other words, that was when he became aware that Atlanta's plan was actually the same plan as Minnesota's plan. Now, I don't know how it all came down. Did they know that when they pitched him? Or did that plan change? Did that plan change as the draft unfolded and Michael Penix was still there? Did they think that Penix was going to go higher? Was Penix their guy all along? I don't really know. I don't really know. What we seem to know, or the only thing that we can react to, is that report. And the report was, according to Albert Breer, the Vikings said, we're looking at a quarterback in the first round. Kirk said, thank you very much. I'm out. And then Diana Russini reported that the Falcons said, we're looking at a quarterback too, but not until the later rounds. He said, all right, I'm comfortable with that. I'm just reacting to these reports. And then they take a quarterback, number eight overall. So yeah, in a sense, that probably was pretty stunning to Kirk. And I would say that Kirk has every right to be stunned. But I'm going to stop short of saying that the Falcons did this guy wrong. I'm going to stop short of saying the Falcons did this guy dirty. That I don't agree with that. And I'll tell you why. I mean, first off, there is a $100 million guarantee. Throwing somebody $100 mil guaranteed is not exactly jamming them. It's not exactly screwing them. I mean, if that's doing somebody dirty, then please, somebody come and do me dirty. Somebody come jam me. Somebody come screw me. I'm open to being done dirty any place, anytime, anywhere, if that's how you define being done dirty. Next, what did Atlanta really, truly owe Kirk? Did they really, truly owe him a comprehensive draft strategy? Did they owe him their entire five-year franchise plan? Did they owe this quarterback, who has never taken a snap for that franchise, a moment-by-moment outline of the changes to their draft board? I would argue they really don't owe him any of that. I mean, what was told to him? What was promised to him? Now, if they purposely and they intentionally misled him in negotiations, lied to his face when they had him in the facility, then yeah, I've got a problem with that. You know, if he were to say, I wasn't there for the conversation, I really don't know what was said. Did he ask them point blank, are you going to use that pick on a quarterback? As an example, if he said, all right, there's a lot to like here, but I want to win and I want to win right now and I'm really curious about that first pick. What is the plan for the first pick? What are you guys going to do? If they said to him, you have our word, we're going to get you help. Okay. Are you going to select a quarterback? For instance, Minnesota let me know they were going to take a quarterback in the first round, which would have been my replacement. Is that your plan? Are you taking a quarterback with that pick, or are you going to get me some help? Because I want to win right now. I'm 35. And if they were to say to him, no, under no circumstances, we would never do that. No. No, we want to win right now. We want to get you help. Then I could see where he'd have a real problem. You know, that whole thing about, remember when they were questioned, like, what was said? And Terry Fontenot said something along the lines of, you know, we're going to keep that private. That's private. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know if maybe all of a sudden somebody said, dang, Penix is going to be there. We got to take that guy. Yeah, but we told Kirk that we wouldn't take a quarterback. Yeah, well, he got 100 mil. We're taking Penix. Like, I don't know how it played out. So my point is this. If they purposely and intentionally misled him and knew who they were going to take and that it was going to be a quarterback, then yeah, it's a little shady. But I doubt that's what happened.
ultimately, Atlanta did what Minnesota was planning to do, and they drafted Kirk's successor in the first round. And here's the thing about that. If two different franchises had the same exact succession plan in mind, it's probably for a good reason. And in this case, we know the reason. And it is a good reason. It's because Cousins is going on 36 and trying to come back from an Achilles injury. That's why two different franchises were planning on the same thing if Atlanta planned on that. It's ultimately the same reason why I don't hate the Penix pick. I don't. I understand it logically. They think they've got a guy that can help them win right now, and they think that that guy probably has a certain shelf life, and they've already picked who they think is going to be a franchise quarterback to succeed him. Hey, and by the way, what if Kirk's not right? What if Kirk isn't what he was? What if Kirk comes back and gets re-injured? Now they've got a legitimate backup plan in place. So, I don't really know. He's got 100 mil. He's got a job. It's a business. Hey, and believe me, nobody understands the business of the NFL better than Kirk Cousins.
Atlanta.
In terms of the criticism of the pick, I had a bigger problem with the explanation of the pick than the actual pick of itself. I thought the explanations were actually pretty awkward. You know, when Terry Fontenot said, you know, I'll tell you what, if Penix never even plays down on his rookie contract, that'd be great. That I didn't really understand. That was kind of weird. When they went about explaining it, it got awkward. But in terms of did they do him dirty? Did they owe him more than that? I don't see it that way. They gave him 100 mil, guaranteed. So go out and earn your 100 mil, guaranteed. Go out and compete. Go out and win. If you do your job, you have nothing to worry about, right?
If he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. So
that's kind of weird. Hey, I doubt that's how that's going to go. And I doubt that Kirk Cousins feels that way. And I doubt that Penix is going to sit for 4 or 5 years. And I doubt they picked him to sit for 4 and 5 years. Why are you going to use the 8th pick overall on somebody that's going to sit for 4 or 5 years? You want to take advantage of that rookie contract, right? That's the whole thing about the NFL. You want to take advantage of the rookie contract. So what good is that rookie contract if a guy sits for 4 or 5 years? That's not a good thing.
Private.
So does Cousins have a right to be put off? I would say no. Does he have a right to be stunned? Yeah, maybe, depending on what they told him. But again, if you think that's being done dirty, man, do me dirty like that.
Hey.
Give me that kind of guaranteed money. I'll live with it. Hey, Rome, here's some guaranteed money. But, man, we found a hot shot talk show host. And if you falter in any way, old man, he gets the gig. Yep, the 100 mil is still guaranteed, right? Yep. Give me a pen. Where do I sign? What do you come out on this? I know this. The Falcons did not want this to be the story of the draft, but this is effectively the story of the draft. And we're still talking about it, and there's more and more information still coming out about it. That's why it's the story of the draft. Going to be very interesting. I need some reaction, though. Did they do him wrong? Was that the wrong pick? Is he going to be playing looking over his shoulder? Raheem Morris said, no, that's not how that is. I'm going to say Raheem Morris is a great football man. I'm going to say that's exactly how it is. Of course, he's going to be looking over his shoulder. They drafted his replacement. His replacement's got a rifle arm. If he struggles, there's going to be a lot of pressure to get the kid in there. All right, when we come back, I've got one more segment for any of this reaction and phone calls. And then I've got Kevin Byard in the final segment. So I got a question for you. Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so amazing? There is something to be said for a family business, which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. All beef jerky is not the same. Not even close, in fact. Make sure you choose what I think is the best, Old Trapper. You can see the quality right through their ClearView package. Again, they do that on purpose. They want you to see
what you're buying before you buy it. And then when you break that thing open, every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough because they use just the best ingredients. They don't have to, but they do. From their lean strips of beef that are seasoned with top quality spices to their real wood-fired smoke, Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite, and it comes in four mouth-watering flavors. Find out for yourself. Have you tried it yet? I talk about it every single day for a reason. If not, try it. It comes in a 4-ounce bag. Try one, try two, try them all. If you know what you want, get the 18-ounce bag. If you don't see it, you will. But if you don't, ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares Old Trapper with your beef.
You're listening. I will never
die. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. Oh, look at that tight beat shot. I'm sorry, I'm watching the show. You're not seeing it yet, but you will be. I'm seeing what you're going to see when you find us on the X platform, when we stream the show for the first time. I think somebody listening right now, oh, that's beautiful, Mystery Mike. That is tight. I think somebody listening right now might not understand exactly what we're talking about. So when the show moves, okay, again, the radio show will not change. If you're listening to the radio program, when we flip the switch later this month and we go to the X platform, the radio show stays exactly the same, mostly, but the show stays the same. Like, you will find the show in the same places. If you listen to the show on a certain station, you will find it in the same station. If you listen to it on Sirius XM, you will find it there. If you're using an app, you'll find it there. That's not going to change. What is going to change is you will see the show visually, but not the way you used to see it when you used to see it on linear cable, when you saw me on ESPN or CBS Sports Network or Fox Sports Network. Instead, we are taking the show to the X platform. We're going to stream the show for the first time. In other words, carry it with you wherever you go. Check it out on your phone, watch it on your laptop, watch it on your computer. You know, wherever you use X, you'll see the show. So that's what we've been doing the last several weeks and a couple of months since Super Bowl. We have been building it. And I'm just talking about it out loud right now because I'm watching some of the things that they're creating as I'm doing the show. It's a little distracting. I can't lie. Like, I want to know what's going on. So I'm watching what they're doing, and it may or may not have anything to do with what I'm talking about. Not super professional on my part, but I'm just being real. And I like what I see. Checking out some of the new logos, the look. We're close, clones. And then what's going to be cool about that is, remember back in the day when we built the show up and it was syndicated and we would add affiliates and you'd get this different vibe depending on the affiliate? When we go to X, obviously you're going to get a bunch of new people and there's going to be a new energy, a different sort of energy. And I've got an idea of what the energy might be like, but who knows till we get there? I don't really know. I think what's going to happen is a lot of you listening right now will follow us over there because you're waiting. I know I get a lot of reaction like, hey, Rome, when? When?
I can't wait.
Like that guy. He can't wait. I think what's going to happen too when we go, because I get this sometimes, yo, Rome, what's up, man? I used to love this show. I used to love Rome is Burning. What are you up to, man? What am I up to? The same freaking thing that I've been up to for the last 30 years.
Burning.
But they lost track. They just lost track of the show because they're not so technologically inclined. I think we'll reclaim and we'll have a reunion and reunite with some of those people. And then there's going to be some younger people that have never even seen the show before, that don't know the show. And then there'll be your X amount of people that just come to hate, and then some that come to love. It's just going to be a whole new vibe, a whole new energy. And I'm fired up. And it's coming. Soon. I know this because there's a bunch of people in the building that I don't know. That's how I know things are changing. And all for the better. Hey, Dino, I can't wait.
I can't wait. Hardly wait.
Dino, you're not a part of the launch. Just so you know, bro.
I can't wait.
You are not a part of the launch. All right, let's go to the phones. I've got Kevin Byard coming up at 11:40 or 15 minutes from right now. Let's go to Corvallis. Robert in Corvallis. Robert, what's going on? How are you?
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I'm great. You know, I'm excited about this new X coming. It's like the monolith of communications is X, and you're the monolith of sports talk. You put two monoliths together, it's not just monolith squared, it's exponential. We're going to get callers from Australia, Japan, all over the world, you know, Brazil, Hastings, Nebraska, and you're going to have a whole new set of clone characters from all over the world. It's exciting. I know it's going to be harder to get in on a phone call, but what a trip that's going to be. You wouldn't take this on if it wasn't a step up. You're not going to take a step sideways or down. You're going up with this. And X is the monolith. It's all over. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be magnificent, and it's endless.
My man, I appreciate that, dude. I hope we get clones from Hastings. That's why I'm making the move, by the way. Because they're a monolith. I'm a monolith. That's jungle math right there. Hey, there's no way that I would take this show off of linear cable and stream it if there was not a possibility that I might find Hastings and get into Hastings, Nebraska. No, Robert, I feel you, dude. I know what you're saying. What you're saying is, hey, man, there are going to be clones from Australia, Dubai, Hastings. I hope. I don't know exactly what to expect. Let's be very real about this. We've never done this before. I'll be real about something else. Even X has not done this before. I was one of the first people. We were one of the first shows that they signed to do this. So this is new to everybody. But my honest feeling is, and I think there is a gamble and a risk involved, without question.
For real.
There is a major investment made in terms of building out the infrastructure. You know, some of you morons are like, sell out, sell out, sell out. How much did they pay you, Rome? I'm just going to tell you one thing, without getting into this, because it's not your business. Not what you think. Not what you think. This, more than anything else, is about me evolving. I've been talking about reinvention, right? Reinvention for the last few years, that it's more than just a podcast. And I've been trying to figure out how to do this best. This is part of a reinvention. This is part of a revolution for the brand. This is part of not only staying relevant, but winning and growing and building. This is not, hey, believe it or not, my man Elon did not call me up and said, hey, Rome, here's a giant stack of paper. Are you in or are you out? Here's a Kirk Cousins contract, Rome. Man, I wish.
You like that?
I wish he had. That's not how that went. What this is me trying to reach as many people as I possibly can to build and grow the brand and to be the best version of myself and do my best work at this stage of my career and make sure the best is in front of me and not behind me. Man, we're pumped. We're excited. It's different. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know I'm going to show up and bust my ass every single day the way I have every single day for the past 30 plus years. And then we'll let the chips fall where they may. And everybody who's in it is all in. And not in a Jared Jones kind of all in kind of manner, but we're all in. We want to see. We want to see what the show looks like, what the show feels like, what the show sounds like when we bring new energy to it and new characters to it. And then what other doors that might open. I'm in this thing, man. I'm not looking to scale down. I'm looking to double down. I'm not looking for an off-ramp. I like the way it feels. I like the challenge. I like the energy. I like the juice. That guy nailed it. That guy's onto it. Now, when you say, Rome, you wouldn't be doing this if you didn't know. I don't know. But I'm going to find out. This is why we're doing it. And we're all energized by it. And I know you've been waiting. We're getting there. We are close. And then we'll see how it looks and how it feels. But I know it's going to bring a bunch of new energy back into it. But just know this, clones. You know me well enough to know I will never, ever forget about those who made this thing what it is. At the same time, I'm not going to sit here and not try to grow. You can't run the old man off. Well, you can. You might. But I'm not going down without throwing. Let's go to Jersey. Brandon in Jersey. What's up, Brandon? How are you?
What's up, Monolith?
What's up, dude?
Dude, isn't seeing Odell in an ad for Moonpaste like seeing Jeets in an ad for monthly gift bag subscriptions? Tell us the rumors are true without telling us the rumors are true. There were two rules at that Brady race, at that Brady roast, Jim. The first rule we found out about, no massage jokes, that was Bob's rule. And he was in an unusually good mood, wasn't he? The second rule, though, we didn't hear about. That was Tommy's rule. The second rule was you can't say that Tom French's his kid more passionately than Caleb French's his hand before it goes down on him. It's been a rough stretch.
Dude.
You don't like that cup.
I don't like that cup. Not a very good cup.
Do I really have to, Brandon, I appreciate it, kind of, sort of, until then. Do I have to outlaw or put a moratorium on self-love or one-handed love? Or Frenching your hand before you go down on yourself? Dude, we're not, this is not the podcast. I'd be shocked if I didn't get a call from the commissioner for that one line alone. Especially the phrase at the back end of that. I don't know what rules were in effect or not for that roast. It seemed like there were no rules in effect for that roast. I saw something this morning where Nikki Glaser, who she was unbelievable, man. She might have been the best of the night. Her set was amazing. I think that she went on Howard Stern, and I think that she said that that was not a setup. That was not a bit. My feeling was the way Brady came up and said, hey, man, don't do that again. Don't say that again. When the massage joke dropped, I'm like, come on, man, really? That is so lame. That absolutely was a setup. That was not a Will Smith moment. She said, actually, that was not a bit. That was not a setup. That was real. That Kraft and Brady are that close? I don't really know. I don't know. It just seemed to me, of all the things that were allowable on the night, that was not allowable? That Brady really is that close to the old man? What, the old man was not going to come? If there were massage jokes, did he really think that in a room of some of the fiercest comedians that are around right now, we're not going to go there? I don't know. I don't know what rules were in effect or not, but I will say I was pleasantly surprised by the energy of the evening, man. That got wild. I mean, I know a roast is a roast, but I did not expect that roast to get that roasty. Folks were getting roasted, yo. All right, Brandon. Come on, Brandon. Brandon, see, this is not a roast. You can't be going there. Now, if this were a roast of me or the show or Caleb or Caleb's hand, that'd be one thing. At the same time, too, dude, you might be fighting out of your weight class. We are talking about a former champ. And he also apparently wanted to get to Mark in Boston. He wanted a piece of both. He wanted a piece of the actual champ and then the prior champ. But you didn't get there, dude, because of that line about Caleb. There's still a line. And the line is, you can't do that line. Can I repeat that? There is still a line on this show. And the line is that line. And you cross that line. If this were the podcast or this was a different room, how many times have I said that? Know your room. As long as I'm still sitting in this room still has that line. And you went over that line. Not cool. Hence, you were run by the so-called monolith. And for the last time, there's no way I make this move. There's no way I put myself out there. There's no way I go to X unless I know Hastings is a part of the show. They will be. Hey, Hastings. React to me. Do you have the X platform? Yes, it's everywhere. There are hundreds of millions of people on X. That's why I'm going. Not because I'm getting hundreds of millions of dollars, because I'm not. But I do want the eyeballs. I do want the ears. All right, when we come back, Kevin Byard joins us. How you feeling? Are you feeling good? So important to feel good. It affects everything in your life when you are feeling good. You know who best understands this? my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a natural way to help you fight pain. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. 100% drug-free, Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. Neck, back, joint, or muscle pain. Relief Factor can help you feel better. It doesn't just mask pain for a short period. It helps to reduce or even eliminate the pain. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. In 3 weeks or less, you will know if it's working because you will feel the difference all day, every day. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better. It's about living the life that you want to live. It's about doing the activities that you love to do. Over 1 million people have already tried Relief Factor. Give it a try for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call this number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order, 1-800-4-RELIEF. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. So some interesting reaction. I guess I kind of walked into this one by using a clever analogy. Apparently not so clever. It's one of those rare times where you clone successfully turned something around on me. Alec in mid-Michigan, quote, "Well, yeah, no kidding, Jim. Of course none of us are fighting in Caleb's weight class." Dude, well played. I did that. That is one that I did walk into. Got me. This guy's great. Superstar JR. "Tell Robert, Jim from Hastings has been in for 25 years. It will be good to get more listeners if possible." Signed, Jim from Hastings. My man, did you just third person yourself? It's all right if you did. You're from Hastings. All right, so apparently, I did not need to go to the X platform in order to get penetration in Hastings. I like that. Hey, Jim, appreciate you. Thank you very much. Now, by the way, if by going on the X platform, I get more penetration in Hastings, good for me. That's pretty much the plan, to expose people to the product who may have lost the product or have never seen or heard the product, and for the product to improve because it's going to look different because Mystery Mike et al. Have ideas. And it's going to be fun. "Dear Jim, I was hanging in the cab of my tractor, sunning my buck teeth." Why do I think this is not legit? "I was hanging in the cab of my tractor, sunning my buck teeth and watching 90s Husker football on VHS when my neighbor hit me with smoke signals telling me you're coming to our X. This is welcome news here in Hastings. We don't have much to do apart from husking corn with my uncle cousin from KC. I may even step up and drop my dial up and cop some Wi-Fi soon. Looking forward to the launch. Signed, Bacallamule in Brasky." John in Omaha. You know what? If you take X out of the equation, that was exactly the type of, quote, fax. Not even an email, but a fax that I used to receive back in the day when we started in Omaha. And that was in the early 90s. That kind of thing. That kind of hazing. That was definitely a throwback. "Romy, we're already in Hastings. Regards, meth and incest. Geoff and Lincoln." So now we have Nebraska on Nebraska crime. What, is Lincoln the... The last guy was too. That was John in Omaha. I missed that. Omaha cracking back on Hastings. Lincoln cracking back on Hastings. I haven't heard anything like this since Canada was cracking back on Toronto all the time. We had that for a moment. So all the big cities in Nebraska, are piling on and cracking back on Hastings. Omaha, Lincoln. Like Lincoln, nothing against Lincoln. Especially nothing against Omaha. I love Omaha. Omaha was the site of one of our greatest weekends ever. One of our best shows ever. I love Omaha. Don't take it the wrong way. But what are you, the South of France? Are you the Riviera compared to Hastings? Apparently so. The way that they're making it sound. All right, so our conversation with my man Kevin Byard is very much in jeopardy at this point. So let me open it up to you. 1-800-636-8686. Like, I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know what the audience on X will be like. When I'm hammering that phone number, you know, they're used to thumbing out their posts. Are they going to pick up the phone and call the program and take part in it? You like to think so. You hope so. And then if so, it'd be like having a bunch of new affiliates, right? Because who knows where the audience is going to be from. We could all of a sudden be getting phone calls from a bunch of people we've never heard of, from a bunch of places we've never heard from. That's kind of the whole point. Hey, at Jim Rome, I and Mark Lohr deserve some credit for revamping the T-Wolves. Signed, A-Fraud. It's one of the only negatives. It's one of the only unlikable things about the Wolves. A-Fraud. Thanks, Albie. How about Glenn Taylor ripping the rug from underneath A-Fraud? Like, damn, we might win this whole thing. Yeah, I think I'm good. Yeah, see you later, A-Fraud. You can remain, if you want, with your big head as a minority owner. And I don't know if the size of your head has anything to do with the number of roids that you took back in the day. I just remember that Baroid's head was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And my whole point about that was, I don't exactly know what roids do. I know they work, or guys wouldn't do them. But I know this. You can get bigger and stronger and faster, but not your head. There's nothing. So, okay, I didn't do it. I never knowingly ingested anything. That's fine. So you've been in the gym working out. Which machine is there in the gym that makes your head bigger? And why would you want a bigger head? How does that make you better, faster, stronger, and quicker, and twitchier? Look at James Kelly. He's got the biggest head of anybody I've ever met. Is he any of those things? Is he bigger, faster, stronger, and twitchier? And I mean fast twitch as an athlete. No. No. Romeo. Yep. Signed Legini's response to any of the GM's demands.
Yep.
Signed V in the fee. Hey, V, you know as well as anybody, that's exactly how that works. If they're going to bring that guy back, of course you better give him what he wants, because we see how this guy is when he doesn't get what he wants. Passive, aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. You don't want that guy going into Operation Shutdown. I mean, it's understood. If you bring LeBron back, LeBron's going to make the calls. Just checking out. Hey, Tommy, there you are on TV. Well, not really. Not really. Hashtag Jim Rome on X. In fact, you ought to start working that right now. That's a muscle to start to work, if that's our hashtag. All right, so coming up tomorrow, we have the Jim Rome podcast, like we do every single Wednesday. Make sure you look for that. Also, on the program tomorrow, Charger Joe Alt, who is in the 1140 spot where my dude Kevin Byard was going to be today. And then you got a beef segment coming up on Thursday. I'm looking at the grid, and then you have a launch not long thereafter. Hey, Abby, what do you say we get to a huge call? Yeah. Today it's brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by.
What's up, Jim? Man, I always knew that Smackerman was a flamethrower for sure, dude. That was awesome. Listen, I was thinking about the Jamal Murray incident. You know, I'm surprised it's not getting a little more run. I mean, just because he didn't hit somebody or somebody didn't slip on that heat pack, and you know, what it was with his own one of his own, you know, teammates or something. Kind of reminds me of that. What was his the offensive lineman Orlando Brown? When the ref threw, like, the popcorn, the old-school flags, and he had to have, like, eye surgery. I mean, that guy lost. And then I think Brown pushed the ref down. That was a sticky situation, and I think he was suspended for the rest of the year. My point is, I mean, they're talking one game. He might get suspended for one game. I mean, that might not even be enough. I mean, I know he's a good guy and all, but, you know, that was kind of a D-bag move for sure, man. All right, have a good one.
Head slap.
See, you can't win if you don't make that call. Mike in Clearwater got on the phone, made the call, won the huge call. There you go. And that is a wrap for the Tuesday show. My thanks to Frank Isola. Also to the XR4TI on the other side of the glass. Also to the other crew on the other side of the hall. Building the X infrastructure. Thank you very much for listening. You have a great day. See you tomorrow, Ralph.